And here we go. Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid, sibling rivalry, public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open lines sold separately. Welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay. Yeah, there's my cans.
Yeah, I think maybe,
What do you think?
That might be a little hot.
Oh, yeah?
So are you.
Well, thank you. You're it must be the fact that I don't have clothes on this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
Under these clothes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're looking marvelous today, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. And I feel marvelous. I feel wonderfully marvelous.
Are you going to wake up one morning and you're just going to be completely...
No, what's going to happen is I'm not going to wake up one morning. And I'm going to feel great.
You're not going to feel anything.
That's right. That's what I'm hoping for. I'd love to wake up sometime and not feel a thing. Imagine that. Can you imagine that? Do you wake up and just not feel and you feel great? I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, of course.
Hmm.
Yeah. Good 8 hours sleep, go to bed at the right time and... You're good to go, but you haven't felt that in a while.
I'm not good to go.
No, but you came anyway.
I came anyway. That's right. It was rough driving, I got to say, too, as well.
Okay.
Well, sitting in the chair, it's difficult. This, I'm just getting by right now, sitting in this hardwood chair. While you have that nice, soft, padded, ergo, beautiful, adjustable...
Yeah, you got, actually...
Swag...
The chair in the Jabber in the Azimac podcast studios is nice. You give me an actual chair.
Yeah, you get a nice chair.
Yeah.
Even if you had the other one, it's at least it's padded and swiveling and soft on your bottom. Whereas this one is hard, solid wood. His back hurts. Let's give him the wooden chair.
Well, sometimes that's what they say.
Thank you.
Thanks for from the intern there. A cup of tea served right to the man on the microphone. For some reason, you're not as hot as in terms of waveform. Say something for me.
What do you want me to say?
There we go.
I have to talk very loud to be like that, though. What if I'm just talking like this? Why don't you just turn me up? Why don't you? Why don't you?
Okay.
You know what that is? That's West Bruce and Lang. Why don't you come to my place? Why don't you? Very cool. Leslie West, Jack Bruce, Corky Lang. West, Bruce, and Lang put out a few albums, actually, at the time. And I think maybe one was available on a CD later, or a couple, possibly. Because, a lot of things aren't available on CD that were available on record album. For those of you that remember record albums. Hey!
Did we do a show on record albums at one time?
I don't know. We probably have. I think we've covered just about everything. Except for kitchen appliances and gadgets.
No, we haven't covered everything. What are we getting? This can't be the last show, can it?
No.
Didn't think
can
so.
Can this be the last show?
No.
Want to make this the last show?
If you want.
And do something new?
If you want. I'm up for anything.
Yeah?
For sure.
What would we do if we didn't do the Jabbercast? I think the Jabbercast rocks myself.
Obviously.
I think it's awesome.
You come here every Sunday.
Yeah, like a numbskull. We should just do this. Actually, today, so far, so good. And I don't want to say the word B-I-R-D in case he goes crazy. But usually it's like the last one was crazy.
Well, you noticed it when you're editing the show, you mean?
Yeah. Especially because I don't really, when you're in the moment of doing the show, I don't so much realize the bird. Unless I, drift away and start yapping with them or something like that while you're talking, but...
That's funny. I listened to a podcast from a couple called Don and Drew.
Yep.
And they're in Costa Rica right now.
That's right. I've seen a little bit of the footage.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
I revisited them again.
The funny thing is, I remember when they're in Wisconsin in their farm, and they have like a studio room where they have they describe they got like, you know, some blankets on one wall, and they have a little partition.
Have they never shown it?
No, I've never seen pictures of.
Okay, of because that. They do some video. I thought maybe they point would have shown it.
They never showed the area where they record in their house, and he's like worried about a little hum or a dog barking or something. In the Wisconsin studio, mm-hmm. But now that they're in Costa Rica, there's like a constant, really loud sound of cicada bugs. They're in the jungle. Right. They're in the jungle.
Yeah,
it sounds like they're in the jungle, and it's if you listen to it for like 15, 20 minutes, it just kind of grates on you. It was really high pitched mm-hmm. cicada sound in the background, and they never mention it. It's like they were worried about a little hum or a dog barking at the farm.
But right.
While there's like this.
Oh, do they have 20 dogs now?
They have 6 dogs now. They brought 4 with them, and they adopted 2 while they were there.
I'm sure the girl likes it, but does the guy really like all the dogs? Can't.
Well, he mentioned a story about this one dog that was a neighborhood dog, and they went to the beach, and that dog happened to follow them. But all of a sudden, these 2 huge dogs came. Like I forget what kind of dog, like a Bouvier or something.
Mm-hmm.
They followed him out to the beach. And, well, I guess it takes just a couple minutes to get to the beach. And Drew went into the water, and he noticed one of the big dogs was attacking this little dog.
Right.
And, it was going to kill it and trying to drown it in the water. It had that same kind of hold on it.
Like the cats, yeah.
Under the water. And so Drew had a boogie board, and he was whacking the big dog with the boogie board to get that dog off the little dog. And the dog finally backed away. And so Drew went to go pick up the little dog, and it went right for its neck, right for his neck.
His neck? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the dog, it just, like you said, it was instinctual. And once the dog realized, oh, this guy's saving me, I'm okay. And then ever since that moment, that dog has just, like, been Drew's
best buddy. Yeah, his best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
They say a dog is man's best friend. So
that's what they say.
And who are they?
Who are they? The guys at the Jabbercast. We're part of the they now.
Are we?
Yes, we are. We are not. But sometimes we actually contradict the they.
Mm. That's because we're we.
You got to go we?
No.
Down the hall.
But we're we. So what's going on in... over here. What I was going to say is we have to record the Jabbercast in the other studio.
Well, why?
I don't know.
Then why would you mention it?
Well, maybe for noise factor, but it's quiet now.
Oh, I would easily put the bird in another room.
There you go.
As opposed to getting up early.
Well, no, you wouldn't have. Oh, yeah. Well, we'd have to make other arrangements. We just do it while you're in town. And nobody has to do anything.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's possible, yeah.
But I was going to say something else that was going on. Oh, Wicked Angel. Just got word that the record label wants a part 2 release of Wicked Angel's remastered collection. Volume 2.
So I'm gathering that you're getting these huge checks from CDN Records.
Huge. They're for like 2 and 3 cents, but they're huge. They're really big. Like they're hard to get in the door even.
Big checks. So, well, I'm just wondering, what is the...
Big checks start at 3:30 today, don't they?
Big checks? No, that's the Americans in Canada.
That's right, but there's going to be some big checks.
Oh, big checks, yeah, exactly. Because the checks...
We don't have punch sounds.
The checks are playing, or they were playing hockey as well, but they're done.
Yeah, this is the end right here, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go.
This is the end of the Olympics, I think.
Well, the end of the Olympics and the end of the games and the end of...
Hockey.
Will we take it?
Will Canada win the gold medal?
That's right.
Yes, they will.
There you go. You heard it here first on the Jabbercast.
No, you hear it first. I'm
Big
sure.
JD in the boat.
If you live in Canada, I'm sure you're hearing it all day.
What's it like to live in Canada, I wonder, for an American?
Well, as soon as they get used to the igloos and all the snow.
Polar bears, igloos.
They're all sad, I think, once they get used to all that stuff. What else is going on? Oh, I worked last night. I'm not used to I got home last night from work and realized I got to do a podcast tomorrow morning.
That's right.
It's kind of a weird
feeling. Oh, it was a full night?
Full night.
Oh, okay.
It's a 25 to 12.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's something, huh?
That's something, all right. It was me working.
Hey, this is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel, Canada's power metal trio. By now, you're probably aware that we recently released a CD, The Remastered Collection 2009. It's a compilation of past tracks, remastered, including a brand new song, New World Rising. It's available in hard copy and MP3 download at many fine online music retailers, including CDNRecords.com, Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and CDBaby.com. Pick up a copy and crank it up!
Of course, that's not to be confused with the Remastered Collection 2010, Volume 2. It's time for the Jabbercast News.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom. Did I lose my cans again? I sound lower. Did you do anything?
No, I didn't do anything. Oh.
Maybe you can give me a little extra. Can you give me a little extra, or do you got to give us both a little extra?
I don't have one of those.
Do you gotta? Fancy. What kind of grammar is that? Do you gotta? Do you gotta give us both some? Do you gotta give us both it?
I'm on you like that? Google's homepage, and they got kind of a cool...
They always have something different up there, right? It looks like a big one now, though, like a long...
Yeah, that's very different. Usually they just do the artwork on that area, but it's right across the whole page. It has.
Can't really see what it is, but...
It's the Olympic torch thingamajiggy.
Yeah. So the Olympics, Canada has now... have we not matched Russia in the amount of gold medallions?
Well, do you have the medal count there?
I don't know, 15? 18? What is it?
No, we're in the 20s for sure.
Okay.
We were in the 20s last night.
I wish I was in my 20s, but...
We got 25 medals altogether.
There you go.
Well, yeah, we were always ahead of the Russians.
Oh, I thought we tied for...
Yeah, the Russians aren't doing so good. They're at 15 right now.
No, but I mean, of all time.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we've tied Russia, who's had the most gold medals in a Winter Olympics.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I guess we could possibly beat that today?
Well, we can win one more gold medal.
Is it only one more gold? Is it the hockey? Is the end of the thing here? That's it? There isn't any bobsledding? Or?
I don't know. I'm not sure if there's what other events there are today.
Unbelievable.
I could easily find... Because I want to go through the medal count here. Like, the United States just blew everybody else out of the water. They got 36 total medals. Germany has 29.
Yeah, total medals, right. But we're still ahead for gold.
We are ahead of...
Everybody for gold, huh?
Everybody for gold, yeah.
That's right. I think we have been tied with the Russians, and we have the possibility of beating them now for a Winter Olympics ever.
We have for gold. The most golds ever won in an Olympics was 13.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're way above that then.
No, most gold medals won... And in the Winter Olympics is 13.
Yeah, and where are we at?
13.
Oh, I thought you said we're at 20-something.
That's total medals.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. That's why I said I thought it was in the teens somewhere. So I was, and I think after all that...
I think that was the stat you were after, is the total gold medals.
Right, yeah.
So supposedly today we're going to have 14 if we can win this hockey game.
If not, it's a tie with the Russians.
For whenever they did that, yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know when they did it, but it's still a tie. Still the record holders, and we're off the air.
Yeah. And I'm going to save.
Any salvaging?
Wow.
Okay. Did everybody catch that?
Well, that was that one out over the air, whatever that means.
That's right. The a little bit of dead air. Broadcasting didn't stop, but the recorder did. What's up with that, anyway? How does that happen?
It says disc is too slow.
Yeah. That's your 7,200 RPM.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You get the better one because you don't want to have those problems, and that's what happens, and that's it. You can't avoid problems, I don't think, with a computer of any kind, to some degree.
I don't get it.
You won't get viruses, and you won't get, really any shutdowns, blue screen or anything like that, like the PC, but it'll make up for it in another way somehow. It always happens. Something happens.
So what are you going to do? Get a Linux machine?
What are you going to do? There isn't anything you can do.
I was at Best Buy yesterday. I don't know if you saw my Facebook.
No.
Status for yesterday. I went to Best Buy before I went to work. I was looking around at the mice. And there was a
kid. They better clean that problem up.
And there was a man and a kid and his kid there, and they were cashing out their, I think they were getting an iMac, 27-inch iMac.
Oh, nice.
And the guy says, yeah, I'm the Apple guy here. He's just like boisterous and loud. Yeah, I'm the Apple guy here, and I can tell you that you're going to need, you're going to need
iWork. Did you tell them otherwise?
No, I
didn't. You should have gave the people a card and said, hey, I do the Easy Mac podcast as well, and you might want to check that out.
I've done that in that store. And it was a lady. Anybody, anyway, this is a man and a guy. And the guy says, you can't type any words on your Mac until you get iWork.
That's a bunch of crap.
You're going to need iWork. And he says, yeah, I'll take that. And then you're going to need this. They sold him the Best Buy extended
plan. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I know. I was like, you should
unbelievable.
Have bought
and, Apple and it's a Mac guy? The Mac guy there? The Mac guy pushed that?
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible. We should go there and just pretend like we're, you know, we're Gummies. Thinking about switching to Mac. That would be great, man. I'd love to do that. Somebody, Reno went to Best Buy to look at Macs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the guy told him all kinds of stuff like, you know, don't, oh, was it there? Was it Future? No, I think it was Best Buy. But he was just talking to, you know, he wasn't talking to one of the Mac people, I don't think. And the guy told him, oh, don't get a Mac. Whatever you do, don't buy a Mac. And told him reasons why he shouldn't and all that stuff. And I'm like, let's go back.
Let's
I'll
go
have
back.
Some fun there.
Oh, we'd have to do some acting. I would love to.
Oh, we
do
need
that.
Cameras in our ball caps.
Exactly.
We need recorders going, that's for sure. Our iPhone recorders. Because that would be some sweet audio.
But anyway, yeah, we're in the news, and that just reminded me of the whole thing. And I was just like, oh, that guy's pissing me off. And then he grabs the Mobile Me thing. Try to talk him into buying Mobile Me.
Wow.
From him. I don't know if they did or not. I left before that.
We'll have him selling us everything, and we'll be carrying all kinds of stuff, and then we'll say, no, give it all back. That's what we'll do.
Well, actually, that's the whole thing. They set you up at the closest kiosk, and then you go up front, and you'll pay the amount that they've already set you up with. You know what I mean?
Right.
At Best Buy, like, they sent you up right in the section there. And that's where they were when the guy was saying, yeah, I'll take, and I'll take, and I'll take, and I'll take. You can't type without the iWork. You won't be able to do any.
Well, without iWork, you can't even use the keyboard on it.
That's what it made it sound like. Like,
yeah.
Dude.
You won't even be able to open the lid on the laptop. Oh, it wasn't a laptop, but.
No, but
power won't turn on without iWork, will it?
Maybe not. I suspect the kid wanted to do video editing because he made something. But all the software in there for the video
editing. Oh, you need Final Cut Pro.
Oh, he didn't even say that.
No, what a dummy.
Oh.
He's not that good, is he?
No.
Yeah, I would have had him buying that.
Missed out on that one.
Not even Final Cut Pro, Final Cut Studio. With Logic Studio. You got to have that with it. And if you're going to do that, come on over here. I'm going to show you the cameras.
I think you're going to need a new camera. But anyway.
Some more news. What do you got?
I was going to say the only other event today is cross-country skiing. Men's 50 kilometers. Is 50 kilometers a long way? That's 30 miles. That's a long way to be going cross-country skiing.
Cross-country skiing is kind of boring.
Well, no kidding.
Unless you stop and shoot rifles. and hand glide. And ride a bicycle. And swim.
I'm surprised they don't
pancakes.
Have an event.
Pancake event?
I'm surprised that you don't.
Any other news? Yeah. I can't get on the internet.
What?
Yeah, I'm on now, but you know that I couldn't before the show, so I didn't. There's probably other news going on that I should know about.
Well, there's the big earthquake.
There was a car accident, like somewhere around here. Somebody was killed.
Today?
20-year-old, like in, I don't know where it was, Essex or Windsor or somewhere, last couple of days.
Well, last couple of days, yeah. But there was a big earthquake in Chile. One of the biggest earthquakes in decades. 8.8 on the Richter scale.
Wow, that's big.
And it was so big that they put out tsunami warnings for Hawaii.
Wow.
Like across the Pacific Ocean.
They were expecting a Hiroshima.
What, huh? No, a tsunami.
Hiroshima!
In Hawaii, I think they were just expecting a... At the maximum, an 8-foot tidal wave. Which is a
well, that's, yeah, they match the what the Richter scale is. If they're 8.8, then it'll be 8 feet or.
Man, you can make fun of anything, can't you? people.
It's the Jabbercast.
People drowning and dying in earthquakes and big J.
Hey, there's always a bright side. It could have been here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I don't know if
that's... I mean, no, but there's always a bright side of everything. I mean, I'm not trying to poke fun at anything like that, but I mean, you know, it is the Jabbercast. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
No.
Deadly storms lash Spain, Portugal, and France. More wacky weather. Isn't this what Nostradamus said?
It's all bad news. You can lose your speaker.
Why?
At some point.
Steal it?
Well, no, it's going to fall off the printer.
Yeah, I see that.
I've never seen anybody put a speaker on a printer before, but whoa, and he almost did it himself. Ooh, okay, so.
Anyway.
I like your size better. Yours is a little bigger than mine.
I'm not going to touch that with my 10-foot pole. There's got to be more news. You got any news?
Do I have any news?
Yeah.
What do you mean, do I have any news? Of course, I don't have any news. You don't have any news? I'll take a look. What's going on with Obama? Anything?
Yeah.
He's still alive?
Yes, he is still alive.
Chile earthquake deaths reached 300.
Happy Sunday from the Oval.
From Big JD and Lippo.
Republicans and Democrats hit the Sunday talk shows today to debate whether a complex congressional process called reconciliation should be used to consider a major overhaul of the U.S. health care system. Poor Obama. He's been in there for over a year, and has he actually accomplished anything worth anything? Like, he was full of promises and goodwill and hope and change, and has anything really changed?
Well, that's the spiel.
I was listening to the Forecast
Obama puppet
podcast last night.
Which one?
The Forecast.
Okay.
FourCast.com. And they talk about what's going to happen in the future.
Oh,
yeah. And basically, what they say is that the great civilizations like the Roman Empire and what we're living in right now. Basically, there's so many rules put in place that there is no place for government to move eventually. So all the loopholes that create change within the government and within society, they've all been closed up because the government and the systems that are in place lock everything down eventually. And so the systems corrode from within, and then we're done. And I think that's where we're at right now. We can't actually move forward in any... Like, you know, what we did, like, even in the 50s or during the Industrial Revolution and stuff like that. So, I think we're all doomed.
Of course we are. That goes without saying.
It was kind of I didn't actually think of it that way, but that's what happens is that we put so many systems into place and it piles and piles and we have nowhere to move as far as innovation or moving forward in a positive, you know, way, because there's so many... systems put in place that stop such growth and innovation. But anyway.
On a brighter note,
yeah.
Marie Osmond's 18-year-old son, Michael, has died. He jumped off an apartment or a hotel balcony.
Jumped from
to
a balcony.
His death, suicide.
Left note saying he was depressed before.
18 years old.
Wow, that's too young.
That's crazy.
His name is Michael Blossel.
Yeah, why is his name Michael Blossel? What's Blossel? That a father, or is that a middle name?
No, I think that's the guy she married.
Michael, yeah?
Yeah. They're Mormon, so that could just be one of...
One of what?
She could be just one of his husbands. Wives, I mean.
Oh, really?
Well, the Mormons, they have multiple, don't they?
I guess, do they?
I think so.
Tabernacle?
Before Marie Osmond's 18-year-old son leaped to his death, he texted a friend to tell her that he was leaving a note waiting for her in his apartment. Michael Blossel and the unidentified woman were supposed to get together Friday night. The woman who lives in his Los Angeles apartment building then walked over to his flat. His roommates left her. Minutes after she found the note, they heard the sound of sirens outside, and of course he was... Yeah.
Our hearts go out to her. Got an Apple computer? It's All Things Mac on the Easy Mac Podcast.
www.easymacpodcast.com or simply search Easy Mac at the iTunes store. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Mac, Easy Mac Podcast.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipple.
And today's topic on the Jabbercast is, what is it? Kitchen something or others?
You're on the site there, are you not?
I had it up, but then somehow I lost it.
I had it up.
So I'm looking for it again.
Then I saw a picture of my grandmother and...
No, did not.
Got favorite gadgets or appliances? Let's talk about our faves and about the ones that never seem to work correctly. We dedicate this show to Ron Popeil.
By Ronco. He made everything, that guy.
He did make everything.
The infomercial king.
He was the beginning of, the ShamWow guy and what was the guy?
Yeah.
Billy Mays. And
what about, did he have anything to do with Ronson?
Mickey Ronson?
No, Ronson, like lighters and stuff like that, I think. And no. they were gadgets, I think. Ronson. By Ronson. Remember that?
Yeah. I think that was his kid.
Really?
No.
No.
Ronson. It's Ronson.
Like Michael Jack's son.
Yes, exactly.
So the show's on kitchen gadgets, what works, what doesn't, what's cool, what's not, did you ever see a gadget in your kitchen that you just like look at it and wonder, what the heck is that? Honey, what is this?
Did you ever buy a Ronco item yourself?
Never bought a Ronco item.
I used to sell vacuum cleaners.
Wow.
Filter queens.
I think you might have told me that before.
And we gave away a Ronco device. It was a chopper, a food chopper.
Beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. Would I have ever loved to have you come to my door?
You probably would.
That is really cool. I used to work for the Fuller Brush Company.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But wow. They weren't cold calls, though. They were just people in the building where we were headquartered would be calling, and they'd say, we want someone to come to your house. We're going to give you a free gift.
Yeah, so they know you're coming.
They know we're coming.
And they especially want the gift. So, did you sell many vacuum cleaners?
I sold a few, yeah.
They were expensive, I'll bet. A couple grand or
$700.
Something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They were.
We had somebody come once to our place. I wonder if it was you. And this thing was like $2,000, $3,000. You had payment plans and all that kind of crap, and they did this whole thing where they throw stuff on the rug and vacuum it up and show you how much skin is dead skin is on your mattress and all that stuff.
Yeah, I did all that.
It was pretty amazing, though. It was a strong sucker.
Oh yeah, we had our sucker.
So was it a scam or was it all real?
It was all real, good. But the whole thing is it's a pyramid scheme, though. So that's why the vacuum is $700, because my boss. His boss,
everybody's making money
off
boss,
it. Yeah. His boss is making money. If I sell one vacuum.
How much is that vacuum really worth, do you know?
$150.
Yeah.
You know. The design was good because it was the centrifugal force thing threw all the dust out, so it wasn't a bag. You never had a bag. That was the good thing.
What was the new thing that came out that everything was, they went to that, some kind of spinning thing, you know, vacuum cleaners. It was the new thing, and now it's like kind of standard, I guess. I forget the name of it. Wasn't centrifugal, but it was something. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
They all started coming with this tornado-style thing going on.
Dyson also makes that's one of those as well. Dyson is a really good company. If you ever go into a bathroom and have a Dyson hand dryer, you'll say, wow, this freaking hand dryer rocks.
This thing blows.
Hard.
The Dyson that was last week's
show.
The
Dyson hand dryer, it's like two... things you just stick your hands in.
Oh, you put your hand in.
You put your hand in. And it's just like you feel all the force on your hand. You see your skin moving like.
That's strong.
Yeah, it's really strong. Sometimes you lose a finger, but that's all right. Your hands are dry. But anyway, I'm just digressing left and right and up and down.
So, let's just talk about some regular household kitchen gadgets and appliances, like a pizza cutter. Does everybody have pizza cutter? Like, if you make pizzas and stuff, like you guys, I know you make pizza. Do you use a pizza cutter to cut it, or do you just cut it with a knife?
Pizza cutter. You got a pizza cutter, buddy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have one. We use it, but I just wondered why, you know, some people use a knife to cut it, won't they? It's obviously easier with a pizza. With a pizza cutter, I guess, is that you don't really have to hold the pizza, sort of. But if it's on something that moves, then you're going to have to hold it anyways. But with a knife, you're more back and forth, sort of, so things can slide a lot easier. With a pizza cutter, it seems just to not move the pizza, really.
Right.
I think that might be part of it.
Pressure, but I've been in many pizzerias where they use a knife to cut the pizza.
Yeah.
And it's like a really quick action, so they just put the tip of the knife at the end of the pizza and slam it down.
Right.
And that cuts, and they just do two slams per slice.
Right, like, which is quicker than cutting with the pizza cutter, even. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm amazed that these guys don't cut their fingers off, but anyway.
How about the ice cream scooper? Do you have an ice cream scooper? And do you use that more often than a big spoon?
No. I'd say we don't have ice cream that often, but when we do have ice cream, I think I use a spoon more often. But we do have an ice cream scooper. We have the same ice cream scooper that I had in my house. It's here somewhere in...
When you were a kid, you mean?
When I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the wooden handle.
Yeah, we have some things at home, too, and we'll get into that. But the ice cream scooper, the thing about ice cream scoopers, if you had five ice cream scoopers, it would be cool. Because, you know, if you eat ice cream on a regular basis, maybe then at least if one's dirty, you have another one. Because with spoons, there's all kinds of spoons in the drawer. So if a spoon doesn't matter, you can always grab a spoon. If the ice cream scooper is dirty or in a dishwasher, then you're going to use a spoon anyway. So I think people that own a scooper, you probably use a spoon more often.
Yes, and if you own an ice cream scooper and a melon baller, sometimes you might use your melon baller.
Wow.
Do you have a melon baller?
Let me check. Nope. What is it?
It's the same.
To make ball. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know
just,
what?
It's just smaller.
I'm going to say that we don't have one.
Okay.
But for some reason, I think Lana has made, you know, bowls with fruit like that, I want to say. But I don't know how she does it. She might use something that's like that, but right. I don't know if it's a lemon baller or not. Is that what you call it? Lemon ball? Not lemon.
Melon.
Melon, yeah.
Same letters.
Lemon, melon, whatever.
You're a little bit dyslexic.
It's a Jaffer cat. Yeah, so I'm dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
He dislikes it.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's cool. That's good for... Now, would you use that just to make little balls for yourself in a bowl and go sit down and eat it? Or would you just use it for, like, get company?
Yeah, that's just that's to make your melon look nice. Now, when you eat a melon, do you eat melon at home?
Yeah.
Do you eat it out of the thing, or do you cut it up and...
You know what I tend to do? Just like, what's the big red one? The big green thing when it's red inside?
Water?
Melon. Yeah, I'll cut a piece of it. And then I'll chop it with a knife so that it's all cut, but in the thing still.
Oh, right.
And then I'll use a fork and, you know what I mean? Because the bottom's not cut against the shell, like the rind. And so I'll just eat it that way, piece by piece.
Okay.
Piece by piece.
I'm just wondering if you're a person who uses more dishes than you have to.
No. In fact, we have wars over that. Because I'll use a toast plate for months. And I'll just put it on the counter and use it the next day. And use it the next day, and use it the next day, and use it the next day. But I'll get up one morning, and she'll have another dish on it, and her coffee cup that she had that morning, and spoons and forks and everything all piled on it. Or just something, you know, scrunched up paper towel, you know what I mean? And I'm like, why do you put anything on that? Because I can use that forever.
And what does she say about that? Why don't you
doesn't really say anything.
Why don't you use another one?
Doesn't listen. Why don't I use another one?
Yeah.
Why would I? I can use that one forever.
Forever.
Yeah, I can use the same thing for a long time.
Because it will depends.
And the knife I use to put peanut butter and honey on it, too.
Okay, so if it's just toast.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave just, you know, dinner plates that were used the night before and, you know, but it's toast. There might be some crumbs on it or something like it, you know.
Yes.
It just doesn't matter. Same with my teacup. I'll use the same teacup for months, years without washing it. Same with my underwear.
Yikes.
It's all the same.
It isn't. You'll end up with an odor in your...
Well, speaking of crust...
Yeah, my son left his hockey equipment in here last night, and now it's smelling like some old underwear. There's nothing worse than a hockey equipment smell.
No, there's we have a storage area downstairs, and there's obviously a guy or his kids play hockey or something like that, yeah. And inside their cage, which is like right, we go right around the corner from it, and ours is across from it, like it's right at the corner, and ours is like right here, and they hang all the sweaty hockey equipment up inside their cage.
Wow.
To dry and everything. So you go down there, and it just reeks. Which reminds me, I wanted to say something about that, but they stopped doing it. I don't know if they moved or quit playing hockey or what, but there's no equipment hanging there anymore. Maybe somebody else complained about it, because it was really bad.
Yeah.
And you know that they're just hanging out to dry.
Right.
Yeah. Sweaty, stinky, big, bold, beautiful, hairy men.
It's probably little kids.
3:30. Yeah, I don't know. It's it didn't look little, and there's not really any kids in our building.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So it was a man.
Crackpot. Oh, crockpot. How about the crockpot? You guys use a crockpot regularly?
Yeah, we just got a new one recently. The lid on the old one busted, so you gotta have the right lid for your crockpot.
Well, of course, it's gotta fit and everything. And how did it break?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't. You never hear.
It's so old. I don't know even the origins of it. But yeah, of course you use a crock pot. I got to make some chili or beef stew.
We have like three or four of them.
Oh, do you?
And a potpourri one. Potpourri. You ever see those?
Potpourri crock pot.
Yeah, crock pot for potpourri.
Oh,
it's a little baby crock pot.
Oh, yeah.
Potpourri in it. You plug it in somewhere.
Yeah.
Cool.
They call it a crock pot, though?
It is a crock pot.
Like it has,
it's a crock pot. Yeah, it's a little crock pot.
Well, I've seen.
But it's not for food. It's for potpourri.
Okay.
It's made to be a little crock pot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And they have stuff cooking in there and making it smell.
Well, you cook your potpourri.
Yes.
Potpourri. And we have a number of crock pots because I love crock pots. I have crock pot cookbooks and everything. Love it. Can't get enough.
Can't get enough of the crock pot.
I can't.
It is a very good way to cook food, I have to admit.
At one point, I went through major crock pot madness. I had ordered all kinds of stuff to make cakes in them and everything. I used to make cakes and bread and all kinds of stuff in a crock pot. I still have all that stuff. And I put racks inside them so that you can cook things on different layers and everything, like the whole thing. Crock pot cover. Yeah, the plastic cover. Keep it nice.
Wow.
Done it all. And I got a nice little story. Actually, a friend of mine at work won a crock pot in one of the, I think the Charlie Brooks golf tournament or something like that, and didn't want to get rid of it.
Sure.
And gave it to me for half price. So there was like that was crock pot number three for me or something. But my dad, God rest his soul, when we were in our old place, he did the wiring in the kitchen. He was usually pretty good with everything, like, you know, to do everything. But somehow he connected everything, the split plugs together. So everything was like 220.
GarageBand's giving me a beach ball.
Okay.
Now what?
Well, we're kind of put things on hold here for a minute. We should just be stopping that every few minutes and saving. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but at least we're recording on the other end, right? So,
oh, right. See how good that is.
So I don't know what to think, unless you shut that feature off at some point. I wouldn't think so.
No.
You're good. Don't tamper.
Yeah, it's still going.
Okay, we're all right.
Yeah,
as long as, I mean, we're still going broadcasting everything, as long as, you know what I mean? It's everything's going through the board and stuff. So what I was going to say is he hooked up the split plugs. Usually, you know, have the split plugs, a couple rooms or different plugs or whatever. And so they ended up being full blast, 220. And we didn't know because we just gutted the place and did everything, you know what I mean? And then my dad passed away and we had a couple little incidents where we thought something was funny, you know what I mean? But we didn't really pay too much attention to it. So I believe he had passed away. And so we went to make something in, I think the first time was in the, we landed as a Nokia phone adapter. Plugged it in there, and the phone would never charge right, and the adapter was really hot, and we didn't, you know, we just thought something was wrong. So we got new phones eventually, whatever. And then I plugged in a kettle to make tea because I used it elsewhere at work or something like that. And I finally brought it home and a little plug-in Black & Decker kettle. Mm-hmm. I plug it in, and within about 30 seconds, the water was boiled and all over the kitchen. Like it would just explode.
Wow.
And then I went to make something in the crock pot. And we come back a little while later, and the handles were melted and broken off and falling on the counter, you know, because there's just too much power. Like, everything was connected together. And I'm like, man, what did he do? So my uncle came and fixed it, and he had tied the split plugs together, like wrong or whatever, so that they weren't split.
Yeah.
The outlets, and they, and it was like everything was 220, and we were plugging 110 stuff into it, and everything just exploded and was obsolete, no good anymore. And my electric drill, my power drill or whatever, the battery operated cordless.
Oh, cordless. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd use the adapter for my adapter was no good. I had to order an adapter from Ryobi for that. Killed Lana's Nokia phone, melted our crock pot, and blew up the thing a number of times, the Black & Decker thing. And what's funny, I had that Black & Decker kettle for so long, like I'm going to say 2 or 3 years, used it at work. But it was in great shape. Didn't use it a lot. And so anyway, I brought it back to, found out that Walmart had them. I had gotten a Canadian Tire, I think. But Walmart would take anything back. So I brought it back to Walmart and got a new one, thinking there was something wrong with it.
Wow.
But there wasn't anything wrong with it. And the crock pot had that for, I'm going to say, a couple years. And it was mint, too. Kept good care of it. Cover on it and all that stuff. I had ordered all the stuff from, who was the big maker of crock pot?
Crockpot?
Is it Crockpot? Or no, some Betty Crocker, maybe, I think, is what I had or something.
Okay.
Anyways, you know, it was always covered and everything and kept good care of. And Walmart still had the same model, and I had bought it at Walmart.
Okay.
The actual thing. Brought it back a couple years later and said, you know, I just bought this thing, and it's like something wrong with it. Melted. Everything fell off it and broke. I think it was a new one.
Wow.
But now you can't do that at Walmart. You got to have the receipt or 30 days and whatever. You know what I mean?
That was back in the day.
Yeah, I probably spoiled it for everyone.
I would think so. That was an abuse of a policy.
So, Lippo's looking over the laptop trying to figure out, is it still a beach ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's crazy, eh? And it really makes you wonder what happened. What else are you running on there? Anything?
A browser.
Yeah, hey.
And I started it. I turned it off and I started the computer fresh just when you got here.
Wow. Did you clean permissions and do all that stuff too, or no? Just no?
No, yeah. No permissions cleaning.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's important.
It is?
Yeah. Don't you do that regularly? I do it like all the time.
It does it every night. It just...
Yeah, okay. Every night? Well, you have it set up to do something? What is it, a Tinker tool or something? What do you got?
No, the Super Duper repairs permissions before it does its backup.
Oh, and it backs up every night?
Weekdays. Nights. Weekday nights.
Nice. So we're talking about kitchen appliances and gadgets, things that work, things that don't, things that are odd, things that are strange. And how about the alligator kitchen gadget, which is like a, it looks like it's an alligator handle that's folded up, and then you open it up, and then it becomes a grater, like for cheese. That's the alligator kitchen gadget.
And they use the same thing.
So it's almost like a portable thing. And now we're getting some noise.
Cracking.
And, yeah.
I'm going to force quick.
Yeah. Can you do that? And what'll happen?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not
will
sure.
Will we keep going? Let's see what happens. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey.
Well, yeah, not going to get anything.
It looks like we're still going, though, so that's cool.
Yeah.
As long as we're good over there and the board's working and all that, then we're good.
That should be good.
The banana handle, which is... a banana protective handle that slips over your pan handle, you know, especially if you got the types of handles that don't have rubber on them or any kind, they're just steel, and they can get hot over your stove, and you can use the banana handle, almost like using a, what do you call it, a pot holder, is it what it's called?
Yep.
Let's see, what else have we got? Cherry chomper. Some would argue that it is fun to eat a cherry and remove the pit alone. But after they see the kitchen gadget, this one, they would probably never go back to the old ways. And that's a little thing that you put cherries in and you push it down and it pits it.
Wow.
So the cherries are pitted. And another thing that's really neat is the corn kernel cutter. Now that's this gadget that you you hold handles on each side. And yeah. there's a almost like a cookie cutter in the center.
Yeah.
And you put it on the corn standing up and just push it down and it takes all the corn off. Boom.
That's cool.
Kind of neat. I could see how it could be a little messy.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah, cut your kernels off the corn.
And then freeze it. You buy extra corn.
Throw the kernels and freeze the stub?
No.
Oh.
Like, we'll buy like 2 dozen corn, maybe eat 11, and then...
Did you got a cornfield here somewhere?
Yeah, but that's not edible corn.
It's not? What is it, pig's corn?
Why? It's corn they make stuff out of.
Oh, they make stuff out of it. Like food?
Like food, yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that then? Why can't you make food out of it?
It's like they extract the oil out of it, and then a lot of it is seed.
What's that mean?
They grow corn to seed other corn. They like genetically do stuff.
Oh, okay, so you can't eat the corn.
We can't never eat any corn. Usually, sweet corn is in the middle of a, like, you can't get to it from a road usually.
Right, because people would just steal it.
Yeah.
But you know what's really funny is that you can get just about everything now that is seedless. Seedless watermelons, seedless oranges, seedless mandarins, whatever. And eventually, there's got to come a time when there are no more seeds. How's that work? You grow everything that's all seedless, and where are you going to get seeds from?
Good one. No,
that's crazy.
Well, they grow crops specifically for seed.
Yeah, that's kind of goofy, though, because it's a fact that you're wasting the food just for the seed.
Yep. That's right.
And you can't actually eat the... Now, if you're actually growing something that's unedible,
yeah,
what makes that seed good and edible to grow something new from? That doesn't make any sense to me either. I don't trust anything.
I wouldn't trust anything.
I'll never eat again.
If you know the story behind Monsanto, and what's the other one? Archer Midland Daniels or whatever, ADM, AMD or whatever it is. Everything's genetically modified. It's all they're going to have us over a barrel. Nothing is going to be natural or organic ever.
It's time for Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Wow.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
I sometimes don't know whether to say month or week because of some of the other shows that we do. It's Stone Temple Pilots, lunchtime here for Lana and a ride home from Purple. It's kitchenware and candy bars.
Somebody showed me I was Big JD from Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Just wanted to make sure you know that our double-length debut CD is available now at most online music retailers, including Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and the iTunes Store. It's some of the heaviest blues you'll find anywhere. It's available for digital download, so download a copy today and crank it up!
You say you wanna leave.
Need a fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPont's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
That was all crazy.
That was crazy madness.
How about a little tech talk?
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all.
Yeah,
that's right. And here we are, back on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
What do you got for Tech Talk
today? I just wanted to mention Fring. Fring is really cool. What a cool technology to pull in a whole bunch of your social networking apps, I guess, together on the iPhone anyway. And you can use Skype and Twitter and AIM, America Online Instant Messaging, and for us, our iChat, and Yahoo Messenger, MSN Messenger, and a number of other things that I don't even know what they are, I don't think. But ICQ, IRS, or ABC, and
it's,
EFG.
It incorporates all your...
Except if Facebook was on there, it would be cool. That would be handy, because then everything would be... And MySpace.
Well, that's...
And then everything would be in one place.
The chat aspect of Facebook, you mean?
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
I don't think you can pull that out of Facebook.
Yeah, well, be able to put, you know, post and stuff, you know, like...
Oh, I see.
Like Twitter, that's what that is, really. I mean, you just post, really, and right. Then some little bit of chat, I guess,
it's
right?
A posting thing, whereas this is an actual communication thing.
Right, but it's got Twitter on there, so it'd be cool if it had Facebook, just so you could post up, you know, what you're doing now, whatever, you know what I mean? That's even limited capability, because you could do it all in one spot, and then anyone have to have 2,000 apps to do it.
Well, you don't have your Twitter status go right to your Facebook?
Twitter status go to Facebook?
Yeah, so your Twitter...
No, I can set that up, can't I?
Sure.
And you do that online with Facebook, right?
You do it in Facebook.
Yeah. And then it does that even with the app? It's going to always be always?
Yeah, always. Whenever you do something to your Twitter status, it goes to Facebook.
Okay, that's pretty good. I like that. I didn't need to sign that up for that because I can't sign in and out of and everything all the time.
And what's your Twitter account?
I have no idea.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know. Big JD.
Is it okay?
Must be.
Mine's Lippo, LIPPO.
There you go.
Twitter.com/Lippo.
Yeah, mine should be Big JD, so you can follow us on Twitter. But you can't follow the Jabbercast.
The Jabbercast does not have its own Twitter account, no.
So iPhone and iPod Touch users, check out Fring at the iTunes Store. Is Fring available for Android and all that stuff? And
that's a good question. I have no idea.
Jody from Rolling On has an Android. They sent it to her for free to check it out.
Was the Nexus one?
No obligation. I don't know.
Or a Droid.
LG, I think. Droid. It's a Droid.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever that means or is. I don't know. So I want to mention Fring. Check it out. And pull all your social networking apps together on your iPhone. A bunch of them anyway.
But the biggest thing is Skype calls over 3G.
Right. And that's what I was getting to next.
Okay.
Yeah, Skype calls over 3G. We're not able to do that with Skype because we're not able to have Skype in Canada even.
What?
Well, you can't download the Skype app here.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yes?
Yes.
They didn't have it before?
They didn't have
it before.
That's recent. That's recent, yeah.
Oh, okay. I wonder if it's any different than the American one. Do you have the Canadian one?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's any different than
I don't think it's
my American one.
Seems to be all the same.
I want to get some more footage. I got some great footage. Pull out hair and everything. See if I can get a little more. His cats are going berserk. The little baby one's attacking the other one, like, constantly. And they're going to get in a scrap right now, I think. The other one's going to eat his hair that he got on the ground. Oh, no. He just sniffed it and walked away. That's the end of that. Okay. He took off down the hall.
Yeah,
that little cat is something, man. I tell you. It's hilarious. It doesn't stop. It's badgering the other.
It's a little kitten.
So anyway, that's Fring, and it's time for the Jabber Quote. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by...
Oh, Steve and Larry, these guys, they got all the kitchen gadgets.
And appliances.
And, yeah, and appliances. If you want to visit them, they're at the corner of Wasbash and Chabane, a beautiful Burbank, California.
And the nice thing about Steve and Larry's, if you've ever been in there, hanging on the wall, they carry all the Ronco products.
Oh, I wanted to do a little thing. Well, I suppose we still can. We've got time.
Yeah, sure, find something. The quote is an original Big JD quote this week. If the way, yeah, it's got to do with, you know, kitchen, food, cooking, and that sort of thing. So, and it was a little bit hard to find some kind of a kitchen appliance gadget quote. So, it's an original here. If the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, then a woman's place is in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
I like it, but I don't think too many women listening to the show will like that.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of phone calls on that one.
Phone calls. What is our number anyway?
And be woman number 10 and win a Big JD Lippo t-shirt. Do we have t-shirts? Of course we do. You've got a Cheap Trick t-shirt on right now. Is that from the recent concert or an old one? Okay. Yeah. You've seen them before, though. Did you see them with Kiss?
No, I saw them with Aerosmith and I saw them with somebody else.
Did you ever see T's play with them anywhere?
T's?
Because T's from Windsor played with Cheap Trick and Kiss, I believe.
Really?
Somewhere, yeah. Around Detroit, probably, or here somewhere.
Do you know the guys from Kiss?
Yes. Oh, Kiss?
Yeah.
What do you mean, do I know them?
No, the guys from T's.
Yes, I do. Know them all.
Okay. That's interesting. I didn't...
If T's goes to Europe, maybe we'll go with them.
What?
Yeah.
How are you going to get there? We're going to take a boat, of course.
Of course I am. So if the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, then a woman's place is in the kitchen. Let's dissect that.
Okay.
So, what is how about the first half of the saying here? The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. What does that mean, even?
Well, supposedly all men are crude and rude, and they don't really like anybody else. And so, if you want to win his heart, you've cook him some food.
If a girl wants a guy to like him,
yeah.
Food.
Food him up.
What about a guy and guy?
Well, if
there's a way to another man's heart, food as well, or is that something else? Lollipops.
Are you talking about, like, gay men, you mean?
Yes, gay men.
Oh, yeah, it works that way, too, for sure.
Hmm.
And a lot of gay men like to cook.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, a lot of straight men like
cooking's
to cook.
Cooking's gay.
Well. No, it's not.
What about a woman's place is in the kitchen? Have you ever heard that before?
People who are backward thinking, yeah, that's where they belong. Pregnant, barefoot, and in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And don't say anything until I talk to you.
What about the woman that's got a higher seniority job than you?
Higher seniority
job. If she was in the kitchen, that would never have happened. What happened? What in the world happened?
I think
you got some Ron Popeil for us?
I was looking at a site last night where it had a list of all the cool stuff. Like, of course, this isn't a...
Go to YouTube and find a Ron Popeil commercial thing.
Okay.
And we'll that.
I want to ask you, did you fish much as a kid?
I did. A little bit.
Did you ever have a Popeil pocket fisherman?
No, I did not.
They were a cool little deal. It was a fold-up thing and...
Like tool thing? Is that what it was? Or
no, it was a fishing rod, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was...
I've had telescopic rods, though.
And it was, so did I last night. You made me get off my sound app. I could have used that right then, but...
That one. I have that.
Yes, exactly.
I could actually use that as well, too. I should be on that.
Here's the guy.
Because I don't have it in the other thing. You find Ron Popeil?
Oh, yeah.
For us?
Oh, yeah. Here he comes. Any minute now.
And just so you know, you can get egg cubers. You can drop eggs in it, push the little thing down, and there, boom, you have a square egg.
That was another Ronco invention, was the in-egg scrambler.
Oh, yeah? That? No, I don't really recall
you
anything.
You poked a hole in the top of the egg, and then you push the button, and the little blades folded out inside the egg, and then you... And so when you cracked the egg was already scrambled.
There's a neat gadget. It's a finger fork. And it's a little fork that just slides onto the end of your finger. So if somebody has maybe bad arthritis, they can't actually hold a utensil, then they can just slip that on their finger, and that's pretty neat.
I don't know if we're going to wait any longer for Ron Popeil, are we?
Popeil automatic pasta maker in under 3 minutes.
From scratch?
No, no.
From scratch?
From scratch. Now, let me show you how the machine works, and I'll do it for you in under 3 minutes here, okay?
Okay.
You step right over here.
Here's the machine in under 3 minutes.
In making pasta.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to take some gold medal flour over here, and I'll just put it in my measuring cup, fill it right very to the top. Pretty simple.
That's Ron Popeil. It's making it all sound easy.
Yeah.
And it is, I guess.
Sure.
With your Ronco appliance.
He was an inventor. He had a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, so that concludes the Kitchen Gadgets and Appliances show. Next week, the show is schizophrenia.
Okay. I'll bring my alternate personality with me.
Schizophrenia. Next week, bet you had no idea that multiple personality disorder is not the same thing as schizophrenia. We'll attempt to clue you in, all 11 of the Big JD and Lippos, next week on the Jabbercast. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.